The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What about a defendant in a case like this? Here we have Richard Allen, 130 years in prison now. Unless something magical happens, I mean, that's got to be incredibly difficult. If in fact he is innocent, to constantly have what appears to be just a barrage of lies flying at you, that people are sitting there stacking evidence in certain ways or omitting evidence in certain ways. There's a lot of that in this case to benefit their narrative. And obviously he was sitting there in solitary confinement for 14 months, basically being tortured. And then he comes out a totally different person, you know, admitting to the crime in ways that really don't make any sense. But the prosecution hangs their hat on that. That's got to be something that could really screw with your mind, if not break your mind. Could it not?
Yeah. And I think he came in with a history of depression. He's a vulnerable person anyway. And I would think, I can only speculate, not knowing him, but I think anybody would be impacted tremendously. And if you're vulnerable, that could be the factor that contributed to his clear psychotic break. And not only confessing to the you know, the killing of the girls, but also that he killed his grandchild, which he doesn't have, mm-hmm. you know. So as I always say, a psychotic confession is not a real confession, and it's just tragic. And I think he's probably given up all hope at this point and just accepting that this is his awful fate.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking and it's horrible to try and wrap your mind around some of this. When we look at some of the people in this case specifically that were pointed out very early on, like the Keegan Klein character specifically, that's the one that very much baffles me. And I don't quite grasp how prosecution got into the hole that they did of not exploring him further and exploring Ron Logan further, especially when you have the FBI going, this is a little interesting over here. And then you have evidence that continues to come out. Granted, what we're talking about right now would be the confession letters that were by Rishi Davis that basically state, here's what he told me. Here's what Keegan said to me. Here's what Ron Logan said to me. And it has so much information on there that no one else would know other than the actual killer. And there's a shocking amount, far more than I was even aware, that are in some of these letters that are in that new affidavit that is coming out. When you have all that new information and you're the prosecutor, and it's right in front of you, how do you still have the blinders on when it's your job to try and find justice in a case like this? Why would you not? Is there any logical motivation to not go down roads that could exonerate someone or just go where reality is if you don't have some sort of, you know, iron in the fire here other than just your ego? That's, I think, the big question with this case is, if you're to give your conjecture, do you feel that this is something where people are battling for their egos and what they've already said and done, or are they battling for something bigger, for something else? Are they covering for something else? And it's just pure speculation. Because there's a difference, I think, sometimes if it's battling for ego or battling for out of fear because the system or something bigger than you over here that's saying, this is the way it has to go. Mm-hmm. Don't say anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got really scary possibilities, and it's hard to understand. I mean, we always were raised to think that the justice system, the court system, was about getting to the truth. And we know after, you know, looking at cases over the last few decades, and certainly with DNA evidence where so many people have been exonerated, that the system doesn't really work about getting to the truth. That's what it's supposed to do, but it really doesn't. And so is there something even more nefarious going on here? I think we're going to be speculating about that for a long time, if not forever.
Are we into a place where ego can really rule the day more than it did in the past, where we have rules, we have laws, we have things where it's like, okay, the judge should rule on it this way if this is what's going on. But now we have cases here where, you know, facts be damned, rules be damned. And it's not just that people, and I'm not making any specific accusation here, but people in these places of power sometimes now seem to be like, well, yeah, I know that's the trend, or that's what we have been doing through all of eternity of how we handle this, but I'm not going to anymore. And you know what? There's no guardrails. There's nobody here that's going to accost me or penalize me in any way, shape, or form if I don't do the job the way you think I should be doing the job, or the way the job is described to be done. People in places of power, and look, we're seeing it obviously on a much larger scale if we're talking about our country as a whole and just rules being broken left and right. Are we seeing a lot more of that on a smaller level, on local levels, where yeah, we have rules in place, but there's no guardrail. There's nothing to hold power to accountability in so many places anymore. Or maybe there used to be, but we don't have it because people were just kind of doing things the way they were supposed to for a long time, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm. My guess is it's always been a problem, and we were just not aware of it. I can think of cases going back many years where I don't think justice was served, you know, because of things that have come to light in the future. But yeah, it's not the way that it's supposed to work. And when we have a system where there's supposed to be checks and balances, but nobody's checking and nobody's balancing, you know, what exactly do we do other than try to keep shining a light on it, just as you're doing?
And I wonder about that, because now we have a world where far more people can shine a very bright light on things, more than just a big media organization that decides we're going to do this story tonight at 10. You have, you know, us, you have tons of people like us that are out there that, you know, okay, we're all going to do this, and it's going to be like an invasion of lake flies, because there's so many of us just, you know, covering these same things. Maybe that's a good thing at this point in time. As much as people will criticize, oh, it's everything's over dissected, maybe that's good, because the people in power that used to be held accountable or should be held accountable aren't doing it anymore. So now it's almost like a citizen uprising on some of these cases of you're not doing your job right. So in some ways, maybe there is more accountability, but is it where it matters?
Right, right. I think that it has to be consistent. It has to be loud. It has to go on, you know, indefinitely, and hope that it eventually will do some good. And it's hard to know, but I think you're right. I think we do have more of a voice now. And of course, that also means that crazy people have more of a voice too, but
that's true.
You know, that's all we can do, is keep trying to put the truth out there, or put in place the voice of reason, and the voice that's always saying, you know what, we can't just swallow a single story, particularly when facts indicate otherwise.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.